Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor, WRMJ in Aledo. And we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And Jim, the voting results are in for the district scheduling proposal. And it was a close one, but in 2021, we're going to see district scheduling for football. And I know there's been reaction on both sides. Let's talk about this issue because I know it impacts a lot of our listeners.
Well, the first question is, what is your district going to look like? I know that's what everybody wants to know, and then they'll probably render their opinion one way or the other. But I think from a small school perspective, I know with the people I've talked with, that between now and 2021 in small school high school football, at least in my area of the state, and I would assume probably in your area of the state, a lot of stuff is probably still going to change with this eight-man football situation, with more schools contemplating that. So if you go eight-man football, that's going to impact 11-man districts. So I think that there's still a lot to be determined regarding these districts as it relates to small schools leading up to 2021. At least in my area of the state, I think your area of the state, that would apply there too.
Yeah, I think you're right. And did I not see that kind of as a separate but related topic? Have they approved a state playoff series for the eight-man?
Well, it's recognized by the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, which they kind of are serving as the unofficial state championship series. It's still just an emerging sport by the IHSA, so it's not an official IHSA state tournament series. It's the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association, whatever they call it. But, you know, to kind of take a step back here, Brian, and look at how we got here. You know, we looked when, and we talked about it last spring, this proposal came from the IHSA Football Advisory Committee, which I think is important. You know, it's the Football Advisory Committee. And I looked today at the members of the IHSA Football Advisory Committee and where they come from. You have a representative from Chicago Kyria Public League School, Sycamore, Northwest Illinois, Naperville Central, a suburban Chicago school, Forreston, the principal there, Northwest Upstate Illini School, Josh Jostis, the head coach at Moreau Forsyth, Monmouth Roseville head coach Jeremy Adolfson. You have a representative from Joliet, and a representative of Murfreesboro. So, again, those eight people that represent a lot of different geography in the state of Illinois, they're the ones that carried this issue forward. So I think that's pretty important that this proposal originated from there, and I'll give them a little bit of the credibility for bringing this thing forward.
Yeah, and I know we've talked a while back about that committee, and I had a chance to sit down in a social setting with Travis Hines from Forreston. He was one of the committee members and I think kind of the co-chair of putting that forward. And what he talked about was too many schools are putting the importance on winning five games and getting into the playoffs. And at this point, with the district scheduling, it's your district that counts towards the playoffs. It's not your other games. And I think that what they're trying to do is address a lot of issues about, geography and such. And this was, kind of the idea that came up. And now we're looking at it and like window shopping, we're trying to decide, will that fit or not fit? And I think in a lot of cases, it'll depend on each individual team.
Well, and the one thing that I like about it is that they evaluate the districts every 2 years. So I do like that. And I like the concept of, basically basing the districts on enrollment and geography, which I think is pretty important. That's how they basically do it for, postseason assignments for all these other sports within the IHSA. So the proposal is offered last April. You have the town hall meetings in November. The voting occurs over a two-week period in December. So there's been a lot of information disseminated, and that's kind of how the system should work. Now, the main criticism I do hear, and I assume that you hear as well, is, you get the district games, as you mentioned, which count for your playoff record. So most districts will be set up with 8 or 9 teams. So you get 7 district games, basically, and then they call them 2 non-district games, which do not factor into the playoffs. So the criticism I hear on that issue is what? Exhibition games. They don't matter. Why should we even play them, you know? And that's the criticism that kind of bothers me just a little bit, because I say if those games did matter, all right, and you had to schedule those 2 open dates on your schedule. Now, I'm not saying every coach would do this, but how many schools will say, well, I have a chance to play an 8-1 team from last year. They advanced to the semifinals of the state tournament series, or I have a chance to schedule a team that finished 2-7 or 1-8 last year that is a perennial loser. Now, you tell me, you know, for games that matter then, you know, what is that school going to schedule? They're not going to schedule the 8-1 team or the semifinal team. They're scheduling that bottom feeder. Am I right on that?
Oh, you're exactly right. And I think on the other end of it, if you look and you say, hey, we can schedule a team that made the playoffs last year, we can go toe-to-toe with them, measure where we're at, but it doesn't impact our playoff status, you might say, hey, that's a good exhibition game. That is a good test. And, you know, one of the reasons you see basketball teams in, you know, tournaments is to play teams where it's kind of meaningless as far as, you know, long-term, you know, season goals, but you have a chance to see where you're at. So I think, you know, I always subscribe to be the best, beat the best. And if you can play a perennial power in the non-district season, I think that's awesome.
Well, and then the other thing, too, that bothers me a little bit about the criticism of the exhibition games or people saying that they don't matter. You know, my counterargument will be, and I want to see how these districts play out, because I know that the initial criticism will be in the first 2 years of the district scheduling if the districts don't turn out how some people envision them to turn out. People immediately criticize and say, see, I told you it doesn't work. But anyway, again, it's a two-year process. Every 2 years they evaluate the districts or potentially reset them. But when you hear, Brian, some coaches say, well, these exhibition games, they don't matter. You know, my counterargument to that is then, why are you playing 7-on-7 games in the summer? Do they matter? Why are you practicing so much in the off season? You know, having whatever amount of scheduled practices throughout the season, why do they matter? You know, I think you can't say games during regular season, if you're a coach, that they don't matter. You don't use them. For me personally, you call them exhibition games, but aren't they a chance for your team to get better if you're playing a game? I mean, truly, and especially if you have the opportunity now where you say the two games don't matter, the non-district games, well, then do it then. Schedule the really good competition for those non-district games to get your team better. I mean, that's my counter-argument to that.
Yeah, and play some players that maybe wouldn't play otherwise if those games don't matter, and increase your depth and rest players if they're injured or whatever. But you have some luxuries. You always want to try to win, but if it doesn't necessarily impact your playoff standings, there are some different ways to approach it. But, yeah, I agree. Go toe-to-toe. And I just want to – I know we're running a little long, but I wanted to add something. Right now, as we're speaking, in Texas, they're playing the state championships at AT&T Stadium, and they have 2 things in high school football down there. Well, they have lots of things, but they have instant replay for the championship games. And they have digital down markers. I'm like, you know, Texas, it's just on the cutting edge.
Yeah, no kidding. But then just one final point, and I know we're running long because I know there's going to be a lot of debate over this issue leading up to 2021. You know, again, about the open dates that the schools will have to schedule. And, you know, we talk about the potential of lost rivalries. Well, I know the IHSA is still determining how they're going to schedule the open dates between now and 2021. If it's going to be a uniform situation where, you know, for example, week one and week three will be the non-district games, so it will be easy to schedule. And I think it's important to note then, because everybody talks about the potential loss of some important rivalries. Well, no, not necessarily, because if you lose that rivalry from your conference and they're not going to be in a district, you have the wiggle room or the flexibility to schedule that non-district game. And then I can use the counter argument, you're telling me the game doesn't matter. Tell that to your community who knows it's a big rivalry game, even though it's a non-district game, and tell me that you don't want to still develop a game plan, and tell me that you don't want to see your kids get better. So that will always be my counter argument to that criticism about those games don't matter.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and one that I kind of looked past. But yeah, if the game is meaningless, but you play a rival, it means something. If you were playing 7-on-7 or in the Sandlot or wherever, so it adds that meaning to that game, even though it may not impact the standings.
Yeah, because I know that they told me initially the A class that was going to cure all scheduling problems, and it didn't. It made it worse. So we'll see. Again, it's going to be a work in progress with district scheduling, a lot to be determined between now and 2021. And, of course, the big issue is the first release date of the districts so the schools can see what district they're in. But, you know, again, from a small school standpoint, there's a lot that has to shake out between now and 2021. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.